From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Gene Engany reading The Thundering Herd by Zane Grey. We'll begin with Chapter 1. Autumn winds had long waved the grass in the vast upland valley, and the breath of the north had tinged the meandering lines of trees along the river bottoms. Gold and purple and a flame of fire shone brightly in the morning sunlight. Birds and beasts of that wild, open northland felt stir in them the instinct to move toward the south. The honk of wild geese floated down upon the solitudes, and swift flocks of these heralds of winter sped by, sharply outlined against the blue sky. High upon the western rampart of that valley perched an eagle, watching from his lonely crag. His telescopic eye ranged afar. Beneath him, on the endless slope and boundless floor of the valley, moved a black mass, creeping with snail-like slowness toward the south. It seemed as long as the valley, and as wide. It reached to the dim purple distances and disappeared there. The densest part covered the center of the valley, which ran wide, straggling arms like rivers narrowing toward their sources in the hills. Patches of gray grass dotted with gold shone here and there against the black background. Always the dark moving streams and blots seemed encroaching upon these patches of grass. They spread over them and covered them. Then other open spaces appeared at different points. How slow the change! Yet there was a definite movement. This black mass...